A man was going on a train, and he peered to the right, and he saw this 24, 25-year-old boy with the most peculiar smile painted on his face. So the man thought, okay, it's a little strange, but I'm going to mind my own business. A couple minutes later, he saw the boy pointing hysterically out the window and saying, "Dad, Dad, look, we're passing by the trees." The man thought it was a little strange, but he decided he's going to keep to his own business. A couple minutes later, the boy started doing the same thing, but this time he was saying, "Dad, Dad, look, look, the clouds are passing us by." So at this point, he just felt uncomfortable. He turned to the father of this boy and said, "Excuse me, maybe you should think of taking your son to the hospital, see if everything's okay." So the father smiled at him and said, "Actually, I just did. We just came back from the hospital. My son just got eyes. A new set of eyes. He's been blind his whole life. This is the first time in his life he's ever been able to see." Obviously, the man felt really bad. He realized that nothing in this world is ever as it seems. Everything has a story. Everything is really deeper than it seems. And it's so important to realize the power of perception, how we perceive the world. So what I'd like to do right now is to ask a very simple question. What did Avraham bring to the world? What is Avraham most known for? What was so great about Avraham? So if you ask a regular person, most people will say that what was so great about Avraham is monotheism. Avraham brought monotheism to the world. Before Avraham, no one believed in God, but after Avraham, people started to believe in God. He was the first Baal Kiruv. Now there's a very obvious problem with that, is that that's not true. Adam believed in God, and Adam just lived a couple generations. He died a couple generations before Avraham. Noah lived in the same generation as Avraham, and he believed in God. So what exactly is going on? Shem and Ever lived in the same generation. If you want to say that Noah died a little bit before Avraham, Shem and Ever were teaching Torah. Yaakov went to the Beis Medrash of Shem and Ever. Clearly, people believed in God before Avraham. So the simple answer that people give is that yes, it's true that some people believed in God, but they didn't teach it to the public. Avraham was the first one that spread into the masses the idea of God. But I'd like to suggest a much deeper answer based on a couple of very deep Bali Machshava. And the idea is like this. Moshe Shapir talks about this. The Ramchal talks about this. And the idea is like this. In order to really understand it, we have to first understand the different levels of spirituality. You see, the most undeveloped understanding of spirituality is that the physical world is a dangerous place. The physical world is unspiritual, it's unholy. And in order to really be spiritual, you have to transcend the physical world. Which is also why so many of the different philosophies of the world, they posit that in order to be spiritual, you have to transcend. Buddhism, if you want to be a spiritual person in Buddhism, you have to go and completely remove yourself from the physical world. You go to the mountains, you meditate on your navel. You have no interpersonal relationships. You probably don't even talk that much. Buddhism is a very transcendent version of spirituality. In Christianity, to be spiritual, you have to be celibate. Priests are celibate, which is the complete opposite of Judaism. In Judaism, there's a mitzvah to marry and to have children. In Islam, you're not even allowed to own wine. In Judaism, we're giving, by Bris Mila the kid, we're already giving him wine after 8 days. You have wine at almost every time of Kedusha, on Shabbos, by marriage, on Yom Tovim. What exactly is going on? Because in Judaism, it's a very physical religion. Physical mitzvahs, physical things. What exactly is the concept of spirituality? Are we supposed to remove ourselves from the physical world? Are we supposed to live within the physical world? What's going on? So the Ramchal, the Ramban, the Maharal, and many other Baalei Machshava explain that the physical world is not just a place that we live in. The physical world is an expression, a manifestation, an emanation from the spiritual world as well. Just like a seed expresses itself into a tree, a zygote, you were all once a zygote and then you became manifest and expressed as a human being. The physical world is an expression of the spiritual root. Which means that the physical world, while not the spiritual root itself, is potentially very spiritual. However, it is important to also realize that's potentially unspiritual. It's potentially unholy. The question is, are we supposed to remove ourselves from the physical or to use it? And that is what Judaism comes to teach. That is what Avraham comes to teach, is that the goal is not to transcend the physical, but to use it. And the most important principle to understand this is the idea of potential. As the Ramchal explains in many places, and the Maharal, everything in this world is potential. Potential is neither good nor bad. It can be used for the good or the bad. Electricity. You can use it to power your house, or you can get an electric shock. Money. You can use it to support Torah. You can use it to create chaos and murder and do all these other horrible things with it. Good looks, a great personality. You can use it to corrupt people or to inspire. Wisdom. You can use it as a corruptive tool, or you can use it to enlighten and to help other people. It's not what it is. It's how you use it. And that is such an important principle. Evil is when you misuse something's potential. Something could be used for the good and you misuse it for the bad. Ra, evil, literally means a breakdown. It's where something can be used for one way, we break down that paradigm, you shatter it and create chaos. The more power there is, the more potential there is. A couple hundred volts and you can charge your appliance. 20,000 volts. 20,000 volts, you can light up a whole community, but with a couple hundred volts, the worst thing that can happen is you can get electric shock. 20,000 volts, you can get electrocuted, you can die. The more power, the more potential, for both the good or the bad. That is such an important principle. It's also why, it's why the Gemara refers to Torah as the tavlin for the Yitzhara. Now, the simple understanding of the Torah is the antidote for the Yitzhara. It's the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. But the deeper explanation is that Torah is not just the antidote. Tavlin means spice. That what makes it better. The Torah enables you to use the Yetzer, because the Yetzer isn't good or bad. You have physical desires, emotional desires, intellectual desires, different components of yourself, but the goal is to use all the aspects of yourself properly, to harmonize them, to harmonize them into a oneness, and to use everything properly. As the Vilna Gaon explains, melech, that's the ideal of life, melech is moach lev kaved. First develop your mind, then express that into your emotions, your heart, and then kaved, literally means liver, but also kavod, how you express honors when you recognize something. It's how someone is expressed into the world. You're supposed to manifest your thoughts and your ideas through how you feel into how you live. And that's the goal, to create that ultimate harmony, the ultimate oneness. Kaleim is one of the opposite. Kaved, lamed, chaf, lamed, mem. That's what Bilam tried to do, create kaleim, destruction. To take this one step further, the Gemara says something very, very peculiar. It says that when the Yetzirah is challenging you, what should you do? You should bring it to the Beis Medrash. Why? Why bring it to the Beis Medrash? Why not destroy it? The answer is that the goal isn't to manipulate and destroy your Yetzer. Your Yetzer is not good or bad. It can be used for the good or the bad. Bringing it to the Beis Medrash means using that same Yetzer for the good. That's what the Maharal explains in the Tiferes Yisrael in Chaf Hei, that on Shavuos we bring a carbon of chametz. But I thought Pesach is all about destroying chametz, destroying the physical. No. First you have to, we'll talk about this in a minute, the ideal is not to just destroy the physical and get rid of the physical, but to use it, to bring it into the framework of Torah, of living a great life, of utilizing and using the potential of the physical world, which is why we do believe in the idea of transcendence, the idea of the meditation transcending the physical. That's why Yom Kippur is all about becoming a malach. All the halachos of Yom Kippur are transcending the physical world. But that's not the ideal. That's the starting point. It's the first stage to transcend, complete transcendence, spirituality, perfection. But then you have to come back into this world and use the physical. That's why right after Yom Kippur we have Sukkot. Zman Simchasenu, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, a time of eating lots of fruit and delicacies, of engaging the physical world, because Sukkot is about Basar V'Yayin, it's about engaging the physical, using the physical properly, uplifting the physical world, which is also why in Judaism we don't believe in celibacy. In Judaism there's a mitzvah, unlike Christianity, there's a mitzvah to get married and have children. The most spiritual people have tons of children. It's not, you know, getting stuck in the physical world, is using the physical. Which is why whenever we have a zman, a time, where we engage in the physical, a time where we're trying to really uplift the physical, we have Kiddush. When do we have Kiddush? We have Kiddush by marriage, with a potential most animalistic relationship between man and woman, we uplift that with Kiddush. When it comes to a bris milah, we take the most physical aver, the most physical organ of the human being, and we uplift that with Kiddush. Shabbos, the mundane physical days of the week, we uplift that with Shabbos. Why do we have it with wine? Because wine, as the Vilna Gaon explains, is the most potentially spiritual entity in all physical foods, physical elements. Why? Because wine is potentially destructive. We all know stories of people who did terrible things because they got drunk. But it's also the most potentially spiritual entity. Wine, as the Vilna Gaon explains, all physical things decay with time. Food rots, gets moldy, decays. Wine gets better as it ages. Also, spiritual things get better as they age. Wisdom gets better as you go. As you get older, your body, your physical body starts to fall apart. Your mind and your wisdom develops and gets better. And Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach explains that when it comes to wine, when it comes to most physical things, the more you eat, the more full you get, the less you want. When it comes to drinks, the more you drink, the less you want. When it comes to wine, the more you drink, the sweeter it becomes and the thirstier you become. And wine also has the potential to expand your consciousness, expand you into the infinite realm beyond the physical realm. That's why nichnas yayin yatzah sod. It's the same gematria yayin and sod, because you enter into a realm of not just secrets, but the secret realm that it comes with an expanded consciousness into the spiritual realm. And this is what Avraham brought to the world. Avraham didn't just teach to the masses, he taught that you can use the physical world. You don't have to transcend it, you can come down and use it. That's why Avraham, the gematria of Avraham is 248. Which is the same gematria, the same number of 248 mitzvos, asay, the physical mitzvos, and also 248 limbs of the physical body. And it's wondrous to think about it. The Jewish religion is almost completely physical. Almost all the mitzvos asay, save for, let's say, a couple, are mitzvos of the body. There are only a couple mitzvos of the mind. Believing in Hashem, yiras Hashem, don't be jealous. Almost all the mitzvos are physical mitzvos. Why? Because the goal isn't to be just meditating. It's to come down and to use the physical world properly. That's what mitzvah is. Shaking lulav, eating matzah, wearing tefillin, putting on tzitzis, physical actions that you're using to engage the physical world. Think about it. Why did Avram make all of his guests say brachos? Rashi quotes some interest that all of Avram's guests had to say brachos when they came to him. What's a bracha? Bracha isn't blessing Hashem. The Rashba and Nefesh HaChaim explain that a bracha, it's not blessing Hashem, it's recognizing Hashem as the source of blessing. It's saying that everything in the physical world comes from Hashem, that the physical comes from the spiritual. It's sourcing the physical back to its spiritual root. That's what Avraham represents. The physical as an expression of the spiritual, and therefore you can engage and use the physical world. And this is also something that we have to learn to do. We have to learn to see the world in a deeper way. Just like that man from the story in the beginning, that 24-year-old who got eyes and was able to see for the first time, we have to learn to see for the first time every day, to change our perceptions, to change the way we see the world. Because we are who we think. How you think determines how you feel, which determines how you live. Moach lev kaved. If you can change the way you can think, if you change the way that your mind sees the world, you can change your entire experience of reality. You can change your life. Because if you think the way you've always thought, you'll feel the way you've always felt, and you'll live the way you've always lived. But if you can change the way you think, you can learn to see the world in a deeper way. Then you can learn to also live in a deeper way, to experience life in a deeper way, and to build a deeper connection with Hashem, with Klal Yisrael, and with yourself.